Most everyone I know has at least one crazy drinking story that they love to trot out years after they've happened, and usually over more drinks. Those sorts of anecdotes are usually only amusing after the fact, and only to the people who were there, and only if everyone involved made it out on the other side of the hangover in one piece. Thomas Vinterberg's Another Round is a movie that begins with all the pieces of a funny drinking story. Someone makes an outlandish suggestion, an insane amount of booze is consumed, there are inebriated shenanigans. But it keeps stacking those pieces, one on top of the other, until the situation isn't funny anymore. It's about the blurry line that can exist between habit and addiction, and about the intellectual hoops that otherwise responsible people are willing to jump through in order to justify unbelievably toxic behavior. It stars Mads Mikkelsen as a high school history teacher named Martin, who sleepwalks through his marriage and his job, and is so checked out at work that he regularly mixes up world wars during his lectures. At a 40th birthday party for a colleague, conversation turns to a Norwegian philosopher who posited that our brains function at a higher level when our blood alcohol levels are at a 0.05%, which for a man of Martin's height and weight is about 3 glasses of wine. Your faculties are actually sharper, this philosopher argues, and your inhibitions are lowered just enough. Martin, who barely drinks at all, decides to test the theory. Maybe it'll help. His friends who were at the dinner don't have to be asked twice, and so they start hiding half-empty bottles around the school, ducking into a bathroom stall or walking to the back of the classroom to sneak a nip. It seems to work for a couple of days. They start documenting their findings. Maybe this harebrained idea isn't so harebrained. After all, Churchill and FDR were nearly pickled with alcohol, while Hitler was a teetotaler. Really makes you think. This sort of seemingly logical self-rationalization is what drives the characters in Another Round, who don't seem to realize that the only thing preventing them from drinking all day is the social stigma. The notion that this is for social analysis is a thin justification, and besides, they can just stop at any time. Of course, the goalposts keep moving. If one can function just fine after 2 beers, why not try for 3? Which reminds me of Flatliners, the Joel Schumacher film in which photogenic med students keep one-upping each other in a life-or-death experiment. Vinterberg was one of the architects of the Dogma 95 movement, which prioritized realism and naturalism above all else, sometimes to its detriment. Most of its founders have since polished their style, but the handheld immediacy of Dogma is all over the drinking scenes of Another Round, which feel as woozy and messy as the real thing. The script does veer into after-school special territory, particularly when it becomes clear that the experiment unlocks an addiction in one of the men, who stumbles into a staff meeting and can barely sit up straight. And yet there's an extra level here, because the other guys wonder if they might be partially responsible, without ever really admitting it. Mikkelsen, who played a different kind of teacher in Vinterberg's gripping 2013 drama The Hunt, is terrific here, so convincing as a man who lets alcohol shatter his life and his marriage because it's something that might have happened anyway. It's a tough thing to make believable, since Martin seems to be relatively reasonable, and while he's nowhere near as manic as Nicolas Cage drinking himself to death and leaving Las Vegas, or as tragic as Ray Milland sweating in noirish shadows in The Long Weekend, we sense a gaping psychic wound at his core. All of this builds to an ending that I was not expecting, despite it being true to everything that came before it. It's a surprising juggling act, a moment of unexpected levity and musicality after a startling low point, and it's fitting for a film that is so nuanced and complicated in the face of wretched excess. For Spokane Public Radio, I'm Nathan Weinbender.